African diplomats are calling on Australia to reverse our travel ban on 9 African countries in response to the emergence of the Omicron variant. Cases of the new COVID variant are surging in South Africa and have nearly quadrupled in the past 4 days, prompting Australia to introduce border restrictions across other affected countries in the region. But African diplomats have described Australia's entry ban as discriminatory, and they're urging Australia to take greater action to ensure vaccine equity. South African High Commissioner to Australia, Martinus van Schalkwyk, is in Cape Town and he joins us this morning. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Now, before we discuss Australia's travel ban, could you just give us a sense of how South Africans are coping with this fourth wave of the pandemic?
I believe very well. I arrived back in South Africa on Friday from Australia, and there are very little restrictions here, but I was very impressed. People are masking, they are observing all the other guidelines. So it's pretty much what I experienced in Australia. Life is very close to normal.
As I mentioned, case numbers of the Omicron variant have nearly quadrupled in the past 4 days. This time last week, there were about 4,000 cases. Now there are over 16,000 positive cases. Can the health system cope with this fourth wave, given those sort of increases?
It's coping extremely well. You know, you're talking about the travel ban. And just to put in context what is happening in South Africa, let me take the UK as an example, a good friend of South Africa, a good friend of Australia. We have 60 million people, the UK 67 million people. We had 3 million cases of COVID up to 9, the UK 10.4 million. Over the last 24 hours, we had 16,000 cases, the UK 42,000. In terms of deaths, and that's a very important indicator, we had 89,000 deaths since the start of COVID. The United Kingdom, 145,000. The last 24 hours, South Africa, 21 deaths, the UK, 127. So I think one should put all of these figures into context, and that is what we are missing at the moment.
Do you share the view by other African diplomats that Australia is acting in a discriminatory manner?
Well, I just told you what the comparative figures are.
So is that discrimination?
We believe it is discrimination because the only difference is these countries are on the African continent, the others are not. The figures are not even comparable in terms of deaths and in terms of total numbers. You may recall that when China was alleged to not be transparent, Australia led the campaign, and they actually laid down the gold standard of what transparency means. South Africa acted 100% in terms of that gold standard, and the immediate response was a travel ban. So, yes, we are convinced it would not have happened if South Africa was a European country.
So do you believe then that given Australia's concerns and the need to protect the population here, that what should have happened was international restrictions across the board where Omicron exists? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't want to prescribe to Australia what it should do. Let us just discuss what happened at the G20 meeting where the Australian Prime Minister, the heads of state of other countries are present. They discussed, and there was a decision, that we will not opt for the travel ban again. We have all the tools at our disposal to deal with COVID now. And this came as a bolt out of the blue to all of this.
Well, so Omicron has come as a bolt out of the blue. I mean, that's the point, isn't it? That they made those decisions based on factors prior to Omicron.
But it was not a bolt out of the blue. All of us said there will be new variants all the time. It was not a bolt out of the blue. Every expert expected new variants to happen. And look at the speeches of senior leaders all over the world. Everybody said we should accept new variants. It happened. We have all the tools. And at this moment, all indications are, but it is still early days, that Omicron is much milder than Delta. But it is still early days.
Well,
but
it is still early days, and certainly the jury is out on just how mild it might be, given that there is quite a lot of antibodies you know, floating around in the population in Africa as it stands right now. In terms of, you know, the jury's still out on a lot of the information around Omicron. The research is still being done. Isn't it right for countries to be cautious, just to put a pause?
Well, but we've committed ourselves that we will not opt for travel bans again. And that is according to the best medical advice that we have. The World Health Organization is absolutely clear, travel bans doesn't work. So whose medical advice do we follow? I must say, in terms of Australia, what encourages me was what the Chief Health Medical Officer, Professor Kelly, said. But, you know, he opened the door and said, well, you know, this may be the variant that all of us waited for. This may indicate that there's a toning down of the seriousness of the variant. But those are all words. We would like to see action. And up to now, we have seen absolutely no support for the travel ban. As a matter of fact, you know, both Pfizer and Oxford University said there is no indication whatsoever that the vaccines are less effective against Omicron.
Well, the Australian government says that it's defending its decision to introduce this ban because it's based on medical advice. You've spoken about Paul Kelly there. That advice is coming from our chief health officer.
Correct, but we say we differ with that advice. The World Health Organization differs with that advice. We think it is a knee-jerk reaction. Let us just see what Australia's reaction was. The day the UK slapped the travel ban on the African countries, Australia did not. It said, we are going to wait and see attitude. And then the very next day, it succumbed to the pressure. So what was the difference between the medical advice on the first day and on the second day? And once again, the G20 discussed this. We all expected further variants to happen. And the G20 said, we will not install a travel ban again. And in the case of literally a few weeks, they made a U-turn on their decision.
So what are you saying Australia should be doing then?
Well, we have all the tools at our disposal. People should be double vaccinated. There's PCR tests. There's masking. There are a range of options.
Well, one of those options is closing the border.
Yes, but it doesn't work.
So are you calling for immediate lifting of the ban?
Yes, we've always said that the ban is unfair. There's no evidence that the ban works. The World Health Organization confirms that. We believe it should be immediately reversed. There is no evidence on the table that travel bans work.
We're coming up to the news, and I really do want to ask you about vaccine equity, which is the other bow to the string here. In terms of your call for wealthy nations, including Australia, what is required now?
Well, there's no question that there is vaccine inequity. And in the case of South Africa, let me take out of that equation. We have what we want. The system is working well in South Africa. But there are many other countries that do not. And as have been said by all experts all along, as long as everybody is not vaccinated, nobody in the world is safe. And what we are seeing now may just be an indication of what may happen in future if we don't deal with that. COVAX, you know, the multilateral institution that Australia also contributed to that to address this problem, was quite helpful. But it is clear it was not nearly enough. So there is a huge challenge. We have to deal with this. And it is not only us on the African continent who's saying that. Experts from the developed countries are actually in the forefront of warning about this danger.
We've got about 30 seconds to the news, but have you seen any signs of change around providing vaccines now that Omicron has emerged?
Do you mean on the African continent?
Yes,
or
yes.
Generally speaking. Well, there's been no new major announcement yet. As always, you know, people express sentiments, but we haven't really seen any concrete evidence that the process is being speeded up. And we hope that it will, because there are many parts of Africa that are in dire need.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for giving us the time today.
Thank you very much.
South African High Commissioner to Australia, Martinus van Schalkwyk.